Welcome back. Today, we're really digging into the source files, the paper trail from a pretty disturbing missing persons case out of Caldera Bay.
Yeah, it's a complex one. We're talking organized crime, logistics, and how, you know, seemingly normal city operations can hide something sinister.
We're tracking Lila Denton, 19, student at Mariners College. Her dad, Marty, hired us. She vanished after doing an errand linked to his debt.
A debt owed to the syndicate. This group run by someone named Cabot. Very shadowy.
And our goal here is to cut through all the noise, the sheer volume of info, to see how things like wharves, laundries, even breweries fit into their compliance system.
Right, how they manage collection. It's less about overt threats, initially anyway, and more about this intricate system built on receipts and routines.
The first big piece, for me anyway, was realizing Lila wasn't just grabbed off the street. She was actually part of the system, wasn't she?
Exactly. It's chilling. She was working shifts at Harbor House. And part of her job, apparently, was running these end-of-night cash bags.
Marked LLS3. Any idea what that stood for?
We think laundry locker storage. The cash pouches were literally moved out with the dirty linens via the laundry carts.
Wow. Okay, so that connects to the bigger picture.
Definitely. When we traced Marty Denton's cash, it led straight to a system of CE payments, cash on delivery.
Paid to who?
Fogline Brewery, surprisingly. But the paperwork, the sign-offs, mentioned Cabot Logistics.
Which sounds official, but...
But the actual handling, the firm doing the legwork, was R&P Services. And they were posing as something totally mundane, like temporary cultural storage.
Out of Eddystone offices, right. I saw those invoices. Lots of blue ink parish letters mixed in too, weirdly. It all looked very legitimate.
Designed too. And the daily drop point for this cache, just door B, Pier 12 auxiliary storage, super ordinary.
Signed for by this agent, our apprentice. The one with the school teacher posture. That detail always stuck with me. It's so
normal. Yeah. That's the camouflage. But the organization also used these specific markers, signals.
Yeah, the intimidation tactics, like the pin.
Yeah, the clean coat agents, like Prentice, wore this custom silver gull wing pin. R&P Services commissioned it from Wilkes & Sons Jewelers. Small run, only 12 made. Very exclusive.
A status symbol within their network.
Exactly. But then there was the other symbol, much darker. The spiral mark.
Oh, yeah. That was disturbing. It showed up first as just a pencil mark on a magnet, right?
Yeah.
Belonging to that runner who died.
Leland Grass, yeah. Found on his Pilot Works magnet. But then the same spiral was found carved, precisely carved, into his forehead.
After he was found hanged on the Haviland Trestle stage. That sends a very different message than a lapel pin.
A terrifyingly precise message. And remember, all the paperwork for Graz's runs, signed by Prentice.
The warnings got more direct too, didn't they? The playing cards.
Mm-hmm. Queen of Hearts, Queen of Diamonds, left at the office, cut right across the eye, often with a time noted like 8.10.
They were watching, always. They even knew about surveillance blind spots, like that 2-minute gap in the harbor cam logs.
And they reacted fast. When Harbor Council Kearney managed to put a protective hold on door B at Pier 12.
They just moved overnight.
Instantly. Executed a night move, the file called it. The whole operation shifted straight to Pier 15 cold storage. Didn't miss a beat.
So how did we track Lila there?
Following those logistics, we figured out she was working inside Pier 15, specifically the larder, the kitchen's cold line area. The shift schedule tape confirmed it.
Thursday, larder, 10 o'clock. Got it. And the rescue.
It was tense. We used the chaos of a busy kitchen during shift change. Had an enforced order. Detective Mara was there. We got Lila out.
And her friend helped. Connie Ward.
Yeah, the fog line driver. She played a crucial role in getting Lila away safely. Good kid.
But even with Lila out, the syndicate didn't just fold.
Not at all. The message came through almost immediately. Resume 2100. Business as usual, the fight just shifted entirely to paper.
Which led to the Harbor Board hearing.
Right. That was the climax, really. We had photographic proof, Dex photos, showing Prentice himself signing receipts at the new location, Pier 15's cold storage, after Kearney's closure order on Pier 12.
That must have done it.
It did. R&P Services got their operations formally suspended. Cut off one head of the Hydra, at least.
So, summing this up for you listening, Lila Denton is safe, thankfully. But the main players, Cabot, and this mysterious, not his boss figure mentioned on that old adding machine tape.
Still out there, hidden behind layers of paperwork, all neatly signed by our apprentice, the compliance guy.
I guess the big takeaway is how these dangerous operations can embed themselves right into the everyday workings of a city. Logistics, you know, laundry routes, brewery accounts. It's not always overt violence.
Not until they're cornered, anyway. And remember, the person signing the receipt, like Prentice, they're rarely the one really pulling the strings or collecting the real profit.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to consider. If Prentice is just compliance, just the face on the paperwork, what does that silent, brutally precise spiral mark truly represent? What service does it signify to the real owner, the one hiding behind it all?